Hello, my name is Caitlin Bailey, and today, Monday, February the 19th, 2018, I'm doing a podcast for my course I'm taking, Entrepreneurial Innovation, ENT 601. This course is a part of Western Carolina University's Master of Entrepreneurship curriculum. This podcast is focused on innovational leadership. I recently watched BBC's documentary, Don't Grow Old. It focused on the growing fascination with aging and how to prevent aging. There have been many ideas credited to making us live longer, food, genes, and even positive thinking. Scientists and doctors, after extensive studies and tests, have not been able to pinpoint how to stop aging even after creating what they are calling an elixir. While research continues, people are still growing old and are in need of care. I currently work in the property and casualty insurance industry. I work for an insurance agency that is considered a niche group as their only focus is senior living. In short, we work with insurance companies to provide property and liability coverage to our client who are owners of skilled nursing facilities, independent living facilities, assisted living facilities, and CCRCs, which I will explain in more detail a little later. Many of us have loved ones or friends that have grown old or are not able to take care of themselves and have been placed in nursing homes where they can receive around-the-clock care. Some form of nursing homes have existed since the beginning of the 20th century, referred to as convalescent and boarding care homes. The nursing home industry, now a billion-dollar industry, has had many changes over the years. In the beginning, the poor, youth, mentally ill, were all housed in a nursing home. But as these homes became federally regulated, it was imperative that these homes were restricted to those that need around-the-clock care. It is common knowledge that people are living much longer than they were before due to multiple factors, with the main one being advancements in medicine and healthcare. Stat News reports that 901 people are over the age of 60, with that number projected to increase to 2.1 billion by 2050. Senior living has evolved over the years to meet the growing and changing needs of seniors and those in need of long-term care. Nursing homes still exist, and you may hear them referred to as skilled nursing facilities because the residents of these facilities require a high level of medical care. Independent living communities are for seniors that are able to function independently but want to be amongst their peers. These are most times apartment-style homes but can be freestanding. A lot of times I find myself driving and see a sign at the entrance to a neighborhood that reads an age-restricted community. I then know that that is an independent living community. Another option, assisted living, is just as it sounds. It is for those seniors that need a little assistance, whether it be meals, medication, etc. You will also see organized social interaction at these facilities. The medical care is usually contracted out to a third party that resides at that community. The assisted living facility also provides transportation that most residents utilize to get to their doctor's appointments. The final option, and the one that I find the most innovative, is the CCRC, which stands for Continuing Care Retirement Community. The CCRC is a combination of all the senior living options, part skilled nursing home, part assisted living, and part independent living. These new types of communities, in my opinion, complement the aging process in the best way. It gives way to the changing needs of a senior. A resident could enter the community being completely self-sufficient, and as additional care is needed, they can transition to that level of care without leaving the location. Call me a hopeless romantic if you may, but I also love that couples are able to age together. One of my all-time favorite movies is The Notebook, based off a novel by Nicholas Sparks. If you are with the minority of people who did not see the movie, the main characters, a husband and wife, are at what seems to be a CCRC. The wife has dementia and needs a high level of care. The husband could live independently, although they were in separate units. They somewhat cohabitated and their children were able to visit them in one location together. I understand this comparison is based off of fictional characters, and there are many more factors to consider, but these communities do make these type of things possible. If I had to draw out one qualm I have with CCRCs, it would be the price. AARP reports entrant fees range from $100,000 to $1 million, and a monthly charge range from $3,000 to $5,000. There are many variables and types of contracts that dictate the price, but all in all, CCRCs are the most expensive senior living option. As I conclude, there was a time where I was very uneasy about my loved ones being placed in a senior living facility. Nursing homes were under great ridicule at one time for negligence, with most cases being alleged physical and emotional abuse. The senior living industry are setting more industry standards to abide and rebuilding its reputation, with CCRCs being in the forefront. I want to thank everyone for listening today. Please share any comments, insights, and I welcome any constructive feedback. Thank you.